Regina, the legislative clock finally ran out for opposition leader Carla Beck and the NDP on Thursday. The legislative session came to an end with the NDP failing to get Beck's private members' bill, the Keep Saskatchewan in Canada Act, to the floor for a vote. The bill, which had only made it through first reading, would have raised the threshold required to call a referendum on separation from 15% to 30%. Opposition Deputy House Leader Mira Conway tried one final time requesting leave to move a motion that the Assembly immediately consider second reading of the bill, but the Sask Party majority answered back no. The NDP had made over a half dozen procedural attempts to move the bill up in priority and get it to the floor of the Assembly before the session ended, to no avail. Any remaining chance it had came to an end Thursday morning, when Premier Scott Moe signaled at a news conference that he would not support it getting to the Assembly floor for a free vote. Beck vented her frustrations at a news conference Thursday prior to the final day's sitting. "In just a few short hours, the spring sitting is going to come to an end," Beck said. "And with that, Scott Moe will have broken a promise to the people of Saskatchewan about our province and our place in Canada. 6 times this week, we've pushed for a vote on my act to keep Saskatchewan in Canada bill. And every time, the Sask Party has blocked the vote. This is despite the fact that the Premier has promised a free vote on the bill, something that I believe would send an important and strong signal about the stability of our economy. A signal to investors, to those who are operating head offices in this province, and to all those who are working so hard just to earn a living." Beck again accused Premier Moe and the Sask Party of being more focused on appeasing separatists, possibly in their own ranks, and defending their decision to allow taxpayer dollars to flow to Donald Trump and his allies. Even as the President of the United States has imposed devastating tariffs and continues to threaten our sovereignty. Beck said going into the break, she worried that Moe and his MLAs and cabinet ministers will spend it placating separatists, and even paving the way for a vote on this province leaving the country. "You know, it's like we have the embers of separatism flaring up in this province. We see it nearly in full flames next door in Alberta. Scott Moe is holding a big bucket of water right now. He could douse those flames, make it clear today. But instead, he seems to be more interested in placating those who want to burn the house down. I think it's irresponsible." When asked about the suggestion from the Moe government that it has really been the NDP bringing up the issue of separation, Beck pointed to the activities of United Grassroots in claiming members of his caucus as their own, as well as the activities next door from Premier Danielle Smith in Alberta. "I mean," Danielle Smith said the quiet part out loud, "that she is entertaining talk of separatism because she's worried about her own political career. It's cowardly, and I think people see right through it," said Beck. Beck accused the government of playing a dangerous game for self-interest at a time when we need leaders to be visionary, to be working together and frankly, to get things built. "Those are my main concerns." While Beck's bill is unlikely to proceed any further with the conclusion of the session and with all MLAs having gone home, it is not officially dead. On Friday, Beck posted on the X platform with some further clarification on the current status of the bill. "For the record, the bill is not dead. It remains on the order paper and could still be passed. I'm going to spend much of the summer traveling this province and talking to people about how we can bring our province and our country together and get big, generational projects built to secure our economic future."